I'm speaking with Artistic Director of the Washington Chorus, Dr. Eugene Rogers, who will conduct both the Washington Chorus and National Philharmonic in choral works by Beethoven, Stravinsky, and Lily Boulanger, Saturday, May 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Center at Strathmore. I saw a YouTube video of you, Dr. Rogers, conducting Beethoven's Mass in C, and I'm wondering, is this a special piece for you?
Really is one of my favorites. I find it to be accessible for many choirs and ensembles, unlike the Missa Solemnis, which we know is not an easy work at all. There's no extra notes. In other words, at every single pitch, rhythm, idea, musical motivic idea is absolutely perfect. So yes, it is a special piece in that respect.
The Stravinsky Symphony of Psalms, I think, is just fascinating. It's wonderful to hear it, but it's also such a fascinating piece to talk about. Just the orchestration alone.
It's so unique. I know that Stravinsky himself wanted to set these psalms, specifically Psalm 150, which we know there's so many settings, right, of Psalm 150. But how can I set these psalms in a way that would make the listener hear them in a fresh and unique way? And there's no better way to do that than, first of all, change what we come to hear instrumentally, because there are no upper strings at all. This was also around the time when he was writing his Symphony of Winds. And so there, one could say he was living in sort of this wind's world.
And what a perfect pairing then with the Lily Boulanger Psalm number 24.
A wonderful pairing to hear that very direct, bold French color that you get from both of these compositions. Unlike Stravinsky, who wrote his work in honor of, it was a commission, right, for the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Lily Boulanger wrote this work as an expression of her personal devotion. I think she died 2 years after this piece was written, and so it was very, very personal.
Is this a challenge for the chorus to sing choral works by three different composers, such different composers?
The challenge with the Boulanger, of course, is the amount of French text. And of course, the whole first half of the work features only the tenors and basses of the ensemble. I found that they gravitated most easily to her work and to Stravinsky. But the Beethoven is relentless in terms of his requirement for beauty in every single phrase. And so even though the text is more familiar to them, even though the Beethoven harmonic language is more familiar, it's the shaping, the beauty of the line in every single idea and the dramatic contrast that Beethoven gives you that makes that in some ways a harder sing for the chorus than the Boulanger and the Stravinsky, which I have to be honest, I just immediately assume that because of Stravinsky's really challenging harmonic vocabulary, that they would struggle more with that piece. But I think because it is so unique, it's almost as if the attention is greater to the detail because it requires your absolute focus in order to bring out those contrasts and those harmonic dissonances.
I've been speaking with Artistic Director of the Washington Chorus, Dr. Eugene Rogers, who will conduct both the Washington Chorus and National Philharmonic Saturday, May 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Center at Strathmore. More information at thewashingtonchorus.org.